The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, pre-existing conditions. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 58-year-old single woman. I have been divorced for 4 years and my two children are grown. The man that I've been dating hasn't been honest with me, so I need your advice. We met on a blind date and it was one of the worst dates I've ever been on. The guy was not feeling well and he kept going to the bathroom. I told him that I could not see myself going on any more dates with him. And after a few days, he started begging me for a second date. I fell for it and went to his house for dinner. I noticed that he had a few prescriptions in the cabinet, so I asked about the medicine. He said he takes a prescription antacid and migraine medicine. I felt better knowing that it was nothing major. I've been getting to know him for the past 3 months, and I told him just about everything about me. Come to find out, he has not told me any important information about himself. I found out the hard way after he passed out while we were on a date, and I had to take him to the ER. After 2 hours in the ER, I was told that based on his history, he had to be admitted to the hospital again. I asked again, and she said he's been there 3 times so far this year. The nurse said that was all she could tell me since he was still asleep. I tiptoed on out of there when the nurse left because he is not my man, and I didn't know he had pre-existing conditions. What if he is seriously ill? Should I stop talking to him before I end up his caretaker, or should I check on him and make sure he's going to be okay? Well, he definitely needs a caretaker for sure, because something is most definitely wrong with him. But his health is not your responsibility. It is his. You just met this man 3 years ago. You had no idea. But then he begged you and gave you a little information, and you went out with him a second time to his house. And that's when you found out that whatever he has is way more serious than what he said. He definitely left out a lot of information. You're asking the right questions, like what if he is seriously ill? And it sounds like he is. He should have told you the truth and what you were up against. And also, please know that you don't owe this man anything, so you don't have to start feeling guilty about what he has going on. But here's the other thing. You can check on him. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You can text him. You can call him. If you don't want to date him, that's okay, too. But, I mean, you can check on him and see how he is. It's nothing wrong with that. Steve?
Well, lady, listen to me. This ain't what you want. I'm just going to be honest with you. You don't really know this man. You 58, you a single woman. Been divorced 4 years, and you got 2 children, they grown. You done got rid of your worst child, which was your husband, and your 2 birth children are grown. We met on a blind date. This is it. This right here. We met on a blind date, and it was one of the worst dates I've ever been on. Okay, so why we need this letter then? You went on a blind date. It was one of the worst dates you ever been on. Ain't no more. We ain't finna do this no more. Okay, what happened? The guy was not feeling well, and he kept going to the bathroom. I told him I couldn't see myself going on any more dates with him. After a few days, he started begging me for a second date. I fell for it. Okay, you know, guy could have just been sick. Never know. Get a man another chance. You ain't saying nothing wrong with him. So you went to his house for dinner. Now, you did exactly what I tell women to do. I tell women, when you first go over a man's house, ask to go to the bathroom. First thing you want to do when you get in that bathroom, look in that medicine cabinet. The next thing you want to do is, if you're walking around the house, open these closet doors. You need to see what's in these damn closets.
She just snooping.
And if you can get a look under that bed, all this you need to know. Skeletons in your closet. That's a Stevie Wonder song. You got to open these damn closets and get in that medicine cabinet and look under that bed. That's where all that is. You ain't even got to wear it. Now, here you go. I noticed he had a few prescriptions in the cabinet. Good job. So I asked about the medicine. He said he takes prescription antacid and migraine medicine. He said he takes a prescription for antacid. Mm-hmm. And migraine medicine. I felt better knowing that it wasn't nothing major. What? What? You felt better knowing what? It wasn't major. This major.
It's major.
This ain't Rolaids. He ain't taking Tums. He got a prescription antacid. Now, he was already at the dinner and he kept getting up. He can't eat nothing. Now, he gonna have pounding-ass headaches. Oh, now, you over here with this evil-ass dude that can't eat. Now, he gonna be hungry because he can't eat and he can't keep no food down. Now, he got a damn headache. You know why he got a headache? Because he hungry. Now, last thing you need is an old sick-ass man that can't eat, and now he getting migraine headaches because he hungry. This is major.
Yeah.
I've been getting to know him for the past 3 months, and I told him just about everything about me. Come to find out, he ain't told me any important information about himself. Hell no, he can't. I'll tell you why.
Hang on. Tell us, yeah, when we come back. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, pre-existing conditions. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is pre-existing conditions.
Now, this woman, 58, she's single. She's dating this man. She ain't said how old he is. But they went on a blind date, and she says it's the worst date she ever been on. Okay, so why are we writing this letter? I don't know. But somehow, they went out on a date. It was the worst date she ever been on. The guy wasn't feeling well. He kept going to the bathroom. Then you told him you couldn't see yourself dating him just because he's sick. But after a few days, he started begging for a second date. I fell for it. Then you go to his house for dinner. You did exactly what I tell single women all the time. When you go over to these men's house, especially if they're old, go in that bathroom and open up that cabinet.
Snoop.
Get in them closets. Skeletons in your closet. You got to find out what's in them closets. And if you can, look under that damn bed. All these are places where the bodies is at. You need to know what you're dealing with. Okay, now, you noticed that he had a, you went into his house for dinner, you noticed he had some prescription. So you asked him about the medicine. He said a prescription antacid and a migraine medicine. You said, I felt better knowing that it was nothing major. That's major. You just was on the worst date because he can't stay. He can't keep his food down. Now, y'all at a restaurant, in a restaurant, he got to keep getting up going to the bathroom because he can't hold food. Now, if a man can't hold food, what he going to do? He going to get hungry. And what happens when you get hungry? You get a damn headache. Now, guess what he get? He get migraines because he can't keep no damn food because he's throwing up. These ain't Rolaids, Tums, Maalox. This ain't none of that. His ass got to get a prescription. Something wrong with him. So now you've been trying to get to know him the past 3 months, and you done told him everything about you. Come to find out, he ain't told you anything important about himself. I found out the hard way after he passed out while we was on a date, and I had to take him to the ER right there, right there. Now, he was going to the bathroom on the first date. Now, his old ass was set up there and just fell out. Now, he just fell out. We up in here talking, and I'm looking at his ass over there, looking all woozy and everything. Then all of a sudden, bloop, he just hit the damn floor. He just fell out, knocked his plate all on the floor. Now, he got so spaghetti stupid. Sauce all over his suit. I got people gathered around. I don't even know this man. Now I got to take his old ass to the ER, and after 2 hours in the ER, I was told based on his history, he had to be into the hospital. He got to be admitted to the hospital again. I said, again? Yeah, uh-huh, again. Because she know his ass, because he done been down there before. Because I told you that prescription and acid ain't working.
He fell out.
His ass is set up in here, vomited, throwing up, diarrhea. Now he done just fell out. Body can't take no more. He done just fell his ass out.
She did not say
headache
all of
pounding
that.
So bad, now he done just fainted. Now you 2 hours down at the ER. This ain't even your man. Uh-uh. And once again, you didn't write how old he was, but he old. Because he sitting up here, he ain't want to take the antacids right now because it make him go to the bathroom a lot. So now he going to try to have a evening without taking his pills. And guess what happened? Ass fell out. And I asked again, and she said he's been here 3 times so far this year. It's April 1st.
Once a month.
And hell, you talking about he done been down here 3 times. He go down here every month. And you finna sign up for this? You don't even know him. He ain't even had one of them crazy ass headaches yet. Oh, God. He just in here passing out at restaurants because he ain't taking that prescription antacid. You didn't see him hold his throat a little bit. You didn't hear that? You, when a man swallowing, you hear this. You hear that? Uh-huh. Something wrong. Now, the nurse said all she could since he was still asleep. I tiptoed out of there. Tiptoe? I'd have had them heels making so much noise in that hallway, it would sound like a horse was coming to it.
Click, 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 click.
Talking about you tiptoed out of there. You wasn't going to wake his ass up. He in the hospital. He on all types of drugs. They done put his ass to sleep. I tiptoed out of there when the nurse left because he is not my man, and I didn't know he had a pre-existing condition. I can tell you all about that. We get deal with this all the time here.
What do you mean, Steve?
Junior? Junior got a pre-existing condition.
This has nothing to do with Junior.
And he handled, he is good. He got good spirit and everything. Yeah. He know how to handle it. He a man about it and everything. Your man down there just falling his punk ass out. He down there 3-4 times. He trying to take his pill. He falling out at the table.
Well, maybe Junior has.
What if he is seriously ill? Hey, what do you mean, what if? This the third time he been in the hospital. What do you mean if he's seriously ill? Is something wrong with him? Should I stop talking to him before I end up being his caretaker? Hey, listen. Unless you're trying to open up a nursing home, I'll get my ass out of there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trying to open up a nursing home and you want him to be the first patient, go ahead.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
And where his kids at?
On Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes
should
after
I check
the hour,
on him? You called down there, but that wouldn't go down there no more.
We got Sports Talk with Junior coming up right after this.
You got a room number?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.